I'm Mike Breen, public awareness officer for the American Mathematical Society and host for Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Daniel Lee, who goes to the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Virginia and is representing that part of the country. And Daniel, what are you looking forward to in the competition?
Well, I'm looking forward to competing and also meeting a lot of people who are really excited about math, just like me.
And so that would include not just your fellow contestants, but also the thousands of mathematicians who were there at the joint mathematics meetings.
Oh, yeah, right. There's going to be some talks or stuff, conferences at the meeting, and we're looking forward to hearing those.
There are a lot of talks and sessions that go on, and you're welcome to attend those. You know, that'd be a good experience.
Yeah, it's nice to see what actual mathematicians are doing, like cutting-edge research and stuff. It's nice to know what's going on beyond what I just learned in school.
The school that you go to, is that for people just in Fairfax County, or is it for the whole state of Virginia, or people in the D.C. area? How exactly does it work?
It's a Fairfax County school, but there are a few students from other counties in Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a pretty exclusive school. Is it kind of fun to go to school there?
Oh, yeah. It's a magnet school. People have to go through an applications process to get in. They have to take a test and get teacher recommendations and write essays. You know, it gathers together all people who are really interested in science and technology. And so it's good to be around a lot of people who like the same things I do. We have very strong math and science teams.
And so you're a senior there now. How many years have you been going to Jefferson?
This is my fourth year.
So you started in ninth grade?
Mm-hmm.
And were you pretty thrilled when you got accepted?
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew some people from middle school who, you know, also did math competitions, like, you know, the math counts. But I also look forward to meeting people from other middle schools that like the same things I did.
Now, on your information form, one of the things you said you can't wait for, you can't wait until the LHC begins creating new results. Have you had your fingers crossed for a long time now?
Oh, yeah. So one of my main interests actually is physics. And two summers ago, I did physics research that had to do with superstring theory, just looking at some of the fundamental particles of the universe. And the Large Hadron Collider has a lot to do with this, so I'm eagerly waiting to see what comes out of that experiment.
With string theory, what a lot of people say is that, oh, there's no way you can ever have any experiments to confirm whether string theory is true. Apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, you know, scientists have actually seen that, you know, string theory could have results that can be measured in the lab, that it can have implications on levels that our equipment can actually observe.
And you were a U.S. physics team member, is that for 2 years?
Yeah, for the last 2 years.
And is that like the Math Olympiad?
Right. So it's basically the physics version of the Math Olympiad. It's the selection process, which eventually leads up to the team that goes to the International Physics Olympiad. And although I didn't make that team, I did qualify for the training camp.
And that experience is similar to the training camp for math?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little different because, you know, physics, you get to use your hands, and they have an experimental portion to the Olympiad. So, I mean, that's fun and sometimes messy.
Well, that's good. Well, Daniel, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
That's Daniel Lee. He's a senior at Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, and he's one of the 10 contestants for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician coming up at the Joint Mathematics Meetings on January 14th. Daniel, thanks very much for talking with us.
All right, it was good talking to you.